Hi, everyone. Welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today, we're going to talk about dishwashers. And really, kind of to preface it a little bit, one of the things that we're seeing a lot this year, and you know, a lot of uncertainty out there, economy, interest rates, all these things. So people are a little bit more careful this year, I think. And one of the things that we're seeing a lot of is that kind of distressed replacement purchase. So your dishwasher broke. You need to get something right away. You weren't planning on spending that money. So we're seeing a lot of that this year. And I think, you know, dishwasher is a really popular category. And we're going to talk about here. So you find yourself in that kind of in that bucket there where you weren't planning on spending it. The next question we get is a lot is, well, I'm looking to spend less than this. I'm looking to spend less than that. So we're going to talk about some of those popular price points and just kind of go from there and what the best brands are to consider within there. So first one we're going to talk about is kind of that $799 price point. You hear that a lot. I'm looking to spend less than $800. What is the best value I can get there?
Yeah, and important in that price point is to consider one thing we should talk about is installation, who's going to install it.
Absolutely.
And I say that because we're seeing a lot of promotion for installation. Yep. We certainly run it. But you're seeing a lot of manufacturers give some rebating there.
Yep.
But because that could be a hidden cost to it. Mm-hmm. We also talked about financing being an option to offset some of that. And we've had it. We'll have a financing coming out should you finance an appliance.
Yep.
But yeah, $798, $800 is like a common place. And we say that because gone are the days of dishwashers under $500.
Right.
COVID kind of eliminated that whole thing. No one was ever making money and the product wasn't very good. So while certainly we don't like spending more, I think the quality difference of under 800 is significantly better than that really inexpensive thing we were selling in the past. But in $799, you know, brands I think about right there and specifically coming a lot of promotion this year. Bosch is certainly has to be in that conversation. They have some really great units that tend to fluctuate in that $700 to $799 price point. Mm-hmm. And SHE 53 is a model. SHE 53 is the model I think of there.
Yeah.
Nice pocket handle, kind of goes with everything. The cycles you need.
Yeah.
Good noise story for a great
full
value.
Stainless steel interior, which you're going to get at that price point as well. LG is another one, I think, kind of in that price point too. Again, they've kind of, LG, we've been saying for a while now, just in general, even, you know, a lot of great product categories in general. I think dishwashers specifically is one over the last year and going forward is a category that they've really focused on and really improved upon. So you can get some really great dishwashers there as well in that sub $799 price point. You know, two racks, some with the third rack, but that full stainless steel interior, they give you that steam wash. So for kind of like heavy baked on you know, casserole dishes, anything like that, they do a good job cleaning those as well. And really, you know, as we get to different price points, some of these brands, the major differences, you know, they're all going to do similar. You know, you'll definitely see some differences in how they wash and dry and things like that. But really the difference is kind of that noise level, some different washability as far as the spray arms and things like that, different cycles, so noise level. So that's really going to be the differences between them. So really kind of features as you jump up. So like that next category, sub $999, what do you think there?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to hear some of the same players.
Yeah.
LG still plays in that space. Again, a brand we would not have brought up for dishwashers three years ago. But really, the proof is in their reliability. It's does a good job. Yep. And in our testing, we show a lot of that. So LG certainly in there. Again, it sounds like a broken record, but Bosch really dominates that space. And KitchenAid certainly is in that space too.
Yep.
So I would say those are the three most popular brands there, KitchenAid, LG, and Bosch. Bosch has a pretty good stronghold on it. But LG and KitchenAid make up the rest of the share really for the mass.
Yeah, definitely. And like a brand like LG, kind of that step up, you got a much kind of cleaner look on the outside. You get that pure pocket handle with the hidden controls. You get a better wash system on that third rack. Some additional cycle options there as well, kind of that you don't get in the lower end models. And then next price point, we jump up to that kind of sub $1,399 price point.
And sound like a broken record. Bosch owns the sub
$1,399. Completely.
From $1,000 to $1,399, it's Bosch.
Yeah.
It just is. Miele dabbles in it.
Definitely, yeah.
But I think Miele really, we see, they make phenomenal dishwashers, but they are really $1,599 and up.
Yeah.
So we're trying to focus today on that distress purchase. There's some phenomenal dishwashers out there, but on a raw replacement, these are the most common brands that we see people coming back into. And as you said, as you're kind of figuring out, where do I fit in this? And what am I getting when I go from $13.99 to $9.99 price to $7.99? Don't overthink it. Mm-hmm. It's cycles, noise, racking.
Right.
Aesthetic value a little bit, as Fran said, yeah, with pocket handles. That's something to consider. But it's so really, I tell people, you know, if you can go back and think about, hey, I didn't plan for the purchase. It stinks that it broke, but I'm here. Now, where do I go? I want you to think about, from your dining room table, staring at the broken machine, what do I like about it? What do I hate? What do I have to have? What would I like to have? And then bring that into the store you go to. Look at installation rebates. Are they the ones actually installing it? Do they third party it and all that? Those other things you should really want someone to own that whole process. And then also from there, you know, do your need, you did, you've done your needs assessment now, and show that to the salesperson and hopefully find a model that you can quickly kind of go through and be like, okay, pros, cons, here we go, and make an informed decision, even though it wasn't an expected decision you had to make.
Exactly. And, you know, really, like you said, like Bosch at that $13.99, they have some models that are more expensive, but really at that price point, there are 800 series, like that SHP, SHX 78 model. I mean, you're really getting the best features that they offer. You're getting the power power wash spray arms. You're getting their crystal dry, which is really one of the best drying features out there for any brand. And even that price kind of fluctuates a little bit with promotions, that you could get that $13.99 dishwasher for $12.49, depending on the time of the year. So really kind of great value there as well, at that sub $13.99 price point.
Yeah, and I mean, if you don't have a local store, just check our site, read our blogs, watch our social. We cover this in depth and the few models, four or five models within those brands that you should be paying attention to make it easier for you.
Definitely. So we hope you're not in a distressed purchase, but if you are, hopefully this helps you out a little bit.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.